Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good morning. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research. And this morning, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Okay, are you, is anyone in the house, or a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and thinking ahead, you know, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am going to vote. Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes for this survey, what is your age? Are you 18 to 35, 36 to 45? 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
Okay. All right, ma'am, just generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are, you know, going in the right direction, or they have gotten off the wrong track, in your opinion?
Well, they're pretty good.
Okay. Right direction, right. Okay, when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are, you know, sometimes proposals that are also in the ballot for voters to decide. You will be asked about proposals that may appear on the ballot this November. Please indicate how would you vote for on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and a ballot reads, the ballot reads, okay, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil, 65 cents per 1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trail within the county. This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million, you know, in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes.
Oh, yes in favor. Okay, thank you. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting yes on in favor?
I'm voting in favor.
That would be definitely, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, all right. All right, ma'am, since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal would indicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It would be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes.
And would that be definitely vote yes in favor or probably vote yes in favor?
I'd say definitely.
Definitely. Okay, thank you. Okay, now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I vote yes.
Okay, definitely. Would that be definitely or just probably?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. All right, ma'am, as mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Okay, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. About $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. The second one say, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which costs the average homeowner about $70 per year. And the other one said, I'm fine with the current proposal, which will raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. And the last one say, I oppose this proposal, regardless of how much will be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Which one are you closest to your opinion? The first one, second, third, or fourth one?
The one that's $70 a year.
$70 per year. Okay, the second one. Okay. All right, ma'am, and from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus most to help you and your family? Would that be making housing more affordable, protecting water quality and water supply, improving local roads and infrastructure, reducing traffic and congestion, improving public education and local schools, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, controlling growth and development, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, or dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas?
There's a lot of them that I think should be improved, so it's
okay. But which one would
choose.
Be?
The last one, cutting costs on groceries and gas.
Okay, dealing with inflation. Okay, all right, ma'am, and I now you will now be giving a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Okay, please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or never heard of them, let me know and I'll move to the next one. Okay, your city or township government. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, Traverse Area Recreational and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails.
Favorable.
Very or just somewhat?
Very, yes.
Okay, Grand Traverse County Government.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, about right?
Too fast.
Too fast, okay. All right, if approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend this tax, taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely? Would that be definitely trust, probably do not trust, or definitely do not trust?
Probably trust.
Probably trust, okay. Right now, there are a number of ways the money could, you know, be spent on this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove each of the following ways to spend this money. To increase accessibility to natural areas and open space. Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
I'll strongly approve.
To promote recreational opportunities.
Strongly approve.
To increase non-motorized transportation options.
Approve.
Okay, yeah, to maintain existing trails.
Approve.
To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling.
Approve.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, to promote health and wellness.
Strongly approve.
To promote local economic development.
Strongly approve.
To plan and construct new trails.
Strongly approve.
To protect open space from residential and commercial development.
Strongly approve.
To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
Strongly approve.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am.
Done?
Now we...
Are we almost done?
I'm going
to... go.
Well, we have a little, quite a bit to go, okay? But I'll go real fast so we can finish it right away.
All right.
Okay? All right, now if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained, or constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County?
The second one, to improve it.
Okay. Okay. All right, ma'am. Now you'll be giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each will make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If it will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Okay. There will be full public disclosure of all project spending. Much more likely, someone more likely, someone less likely, or much less likely, or makes no difference.
More likely if they disclose it, yes.
Okay. There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public.
Yes, I'd like that.
Much more likely or just someone more?
Much more likely, yes. Yeah.
Okay, a citizens oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality, you know, that guides the county commission in their decision making and ensuring that funds are administered for their intended purposes.
Yes, likely.
Okay. Okay, the funds from this proposal will be a match with federal, state, and private funds.
That'd be great if they could match it.
Okay. Be much more likely to support it, or someone more likely?
More likely, yeah.
Okay. All right. Now you will be given some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason, you know, to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate as well, okay? This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County Trail Network free from motorized vehicles, so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle.
Yes, I
without
agree with that.
Okay, very convincing or somewhat convincing?
That's very convincing, yeah.
Okay, this proposal will improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
Yes. I'd like
okay.
that.
Okay. The trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal would help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
Yes, I think it does.
Very convincing or just somewhat convincing?
Very, yeah.
Okay, this proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well maintained, free and ADA compliant, so our, you know, trails are accessible to all.
Yes, that'd be great.
Okay. Grand Traverse County's trail network is underfunded. This is because most of these improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal would add to dedicate public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
Yes.
Very convincing. Okay. This proposal will improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
Yes, very convincing. Yes, okay.
This proposal will provide...
I gotta go, so hurry up. I can't
okay.
be on this phone all day. I'm tired.
Okay,
hurry up.
Okay, this proposal will
yet?
Provide more... we almost finished, ma'am. This proposal
yes,
will
yes
provide
to all
more...
Those. Say yes to all of them and then finish it up, would you?
Well,
I can't the same question over and over again, only in a different way. So, yes, I
will have
all the
to
trails. Yes,
okay, this proposal will provide more accessibility to open space,
yes,
natural wildfire habitats.
Strongly agree. Go ahead.
Okay, Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tart Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal will help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county.
Yes, that would be great.
Okay. This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them.
Yes, I want all that. Okay, so keep going.
Okay. In today's digital age, it's more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors. Physically, actively, and have, you know, healthier lifestyle. Very convincing somewhat.
Yes, the answer is yes. So can I hang up now? I gotta go. I can't be on here forever.
Okay, yes. $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain
go.
And